Wednesday night or Gimbal Teves. Okay, so Ari Stern is going to get a big laugh out of this because he's the only one that remembers what we learn every year. So every year right after Hanukkah we have the halacha of what to do with the leftover wicks and oil, and he always smiles because he remembers it from the year before, and this is going on many years. So here's the basic story. We know about the half hour. Everybody knows the half hour. So Me'ikar Adin, the oil that's there and would have been used for a half hour is Huktzol Mitzvaso. That's the official term. It's Huktzol Mitzvaso, and it's not allowed to be used for anything else, not even for Neiro Shabbos. And if someone, now again, we don't use, if you have Ner Lamo'or, so then really Shabbos would be the only use. I mean, if people use Ner Lamo'or, that's not roi for cooking oil, so it would really only be Shabbos use, because we don't use oil naturally for our lights. The halacha was said, and the emphasis was said, because they used oil for everything, for their lights. But we have electricity, so it's a question of maybe Shabbos lights. But if you have oil, that's not just what they call Ner Lamo'or, but it's regular oil. It could be used for cooking also, so then there is a possibility that you would use it you would use it for cooking. So the story is like this. What would they be there for a half hour is Huktzol Mitzvaso. But what's there, and then we're talking about that it went out before the half hour, so you assume it's Huktzol Mitzvaso. The wicks, of course, are Huktzol Mitzvaso too, and you can't use the wicks for Shabbos wicks if you want to use them. Because Shabbos wicks is there to be nehenna from, and it's a different mitzvah, and it's a different type of mitzvah. So if you would want to use it, you taka could not. The oil, now we are machmir that since we put it in, and unless we speak out with a tanai, so then everything's Huktzol Mitzvah. So we let it burn more than a half hour, and we really do intend that it should be Pirsume Nisa. And we paskin like the Yesh Omrim, that like this Shita, that really we consider it all Huktzol Mitzvah. So when that's the practical, I don't know, people don't make Tanoim, they're going to use it. We don't, a little oil by us is not going to make or break us, you know, in the financial department. So we just unmax everything the mitzvah. So then what do you do with the leftover? That's the question. You can't use it. So there is a minhag to burn it and to make the Hasidus should make even a ceremony out of burning it. And they say certain kapitel chtilim or tfilos and they're burning it and some save it for Pesach. I don't know. But the Me'ikar Adin, of course, it doesn't have kedusha. It's tashmishay mitzvah, not tashmishay kedusha. And then you just have to you throw it out, and you just have to make sure it's not thrown out. But derech bizayon, everybody's used to the idea that you double wrap something or even single wrap it. I don't know what oil what you would do, but you should not indeed. I don't know if it's a good idea to pour oil down the toilet anyway, but you shouldn't anyway. That would be considered like a bizayon, and you can get rid of it. But there is a minute to burn it, so there you have it. You burn the wicks, so again you throw it out. If you think of the wicks, really not the oil, so you can throw it out, but you have to not make sure it's not treated with bizayon. Okay. What?